was 6,000 bushels of grain. And then they sent me to Pool 7, and that's where I retired from in 1990. But I've spent most of my life. And then in 1952, I was at Pool 4A. Half the crew would work noon hour, the other half would get off. It was my unlucky day. It was my day to work. And at 12 o'clock, kaboom, the elevator blew up. And I was standing on the cleaner deck talking to Harry Hansen. Yeah, he's passed away now, but he went one way, the dust blew us one, like just like somebody took a cigarette paper on your hand and went, blew it off your hand. And it just threw me up against the wall and filled my eyeballs up with dust. Then when I finally did get my bearing on what was happening, I wiped my hands, and next thing you know, I was in a wall of fire. Walked around in a wall of fire maybe for 30 seconds. My ears were burning, my eyebrows were everything. In them days, you didn't wear hard hats, you just wear mitts, eh? So I had the mitts on the front of me trying to protect my face, and then my ears on back and forth. In the meantime, I'm trying to get out of the elevator. I tried to get out through the door on the boat side, eh? So I could jump in the water. Because my clothes were all on fire, and they wouldn't, door, I couldn't get it open because the explosion jammed it shut so hard. They were big, heavy-duty steel doors, eh? And it just jammed shut, and I couldn't pull it open, and I wasn't going to waste any time, because then I went back the other way, and I bumped into this fella, Steve, and the two of us. We were running down the track, and bricks were falling about 120 feet up. Down, bricks that you lay on the side of a house were falling from 120 feet up. They hit Steve, the guy running beside me, and threw him ahead of me, and peeled the back of his head back like a banana. You'd peel a banana. And he just fell on the ground there. The bricks were coming. I just, my hands over my head, I just kept running because he was gone anyway. There was nothing you could do for him, and if I'd stayed there, I'd have been buried too.
Is that what happened? Did the roof fall in?
No, the elevator blew. It just blew up, and I guess by the time we got out of there, everything was starting to come back down again. And it was just like raining bricks. And if you didn't have much choice, you stayed in the elevator, you'd fry to death. If you ran outside, you got killed by the bricks. You had a choice. Which way you wanted to go. I took my chances running.
How did you actually get out? Did you run in? Did you jump into the lake?
No, I ran down to there was a, sort of an embankment, and that's how I broke my arm, because there was grain doors there. Somebody was picking, in them days they used to take grain doors home and burn them for firewood. Broken ones. And I jumped on the, jumped on him when I was running down the bank, eh? And the two boards with that grain in between was like bearings.
Oh, wow.
And my feet just went out, and they used to use 4-inch spikes to put them in on the door, eh? But it didn't go through my hand. It went through my mitt, but missed my hand and went through there. But that was the bad part, because it anchored my hand down on the board. And then it just tore everything right around my arm. You could hear everything just ripping in there. I just grabbed my arm and I just kept running. Got up to the shack there, my clothes were burning a little bit. And then they took me to the hospital and cut all my... The only sad thing about it is I had my hockey jersey on. I was proud of that jersey, and then they bandaged you all up. And I was lucky. I got Dr. Baker. He was an army doctor from overseas. These other guys, they had doctors from here, and they used ointment on their face. All he ever did to me was just tape up my face and my hands and everything. And then a nurse came in every hour, and she watered them down, just soaked them down with water. And then when he cut it off, it's just like I had all new skin.
Wow.
That was the end of my explosion. And
what did the hospital look like? Were there
we had the whole one floor. All the one floor at the general hospital. You couldn't find a mirror on that floor. They took every mirror out of there. So about